Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes you just need to be built up. Sometimes you just need some comfort. The disciples needed that comfort and encouragement. Things were starting to change, and really not for the better. I mean, for a while, Jesus' popularity just had grown and grown. He did miracles. He taught with authority. He healed people. He cast out demons. The crowds kept getting bigger and bigger. And then Jesus' teaching began to get a little more challenging. He was calling for a deeper commitment and a change in people's worship. The religious leaders were turning against him. Jesus challenged the way the leaders had used their positions of power and money. You can imagine what the reaction that brought. Things were getting downright hostile for Jesus and the disciples. The crowds were getting smaller and smaller. Resistance to Jesus was becoming more threatening. The crowds were getting smaller. Can you imagine the disciples' reaction? Here it is, everything is just going great. And then all of a sudden now, it starts to come back down. And they say, hey, what's going on here? This isn't how it's supposed to be. The crowds are supposed to be bigger. But that wasn't happening. The disciples were feeling vulnerable and even attacked. Some might have been wondering, did we sign up for this? Discouraged, confused, and even afraid. The disciples needed some encouragement, comfort, and reassurance. Do you ever feel this way? In these days, you know, you can get down just because of the world and dealing with the pandemic. But we are followers of Jesus. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal one time where it said that Christianity is the most persecuted faith in the world. In the Middle East, especially in Muslim countries, Christians are second-class citizens with few rights and protections. Churches, Christian churches are burned down. Pastors and priests are beaten, are imprisoned. Now that's frightening, really frightening. It's not that bad in the United States yet. But you can feel the shift that has been going on. Jesus' name is being removed from everyday life. Now that's very discouraging for us. Churches have closed their doors for the lack of members. Other churches are sitting mostly with few pews filled. The crowds are getting smaller and smaller. While those who say they have no religious affiliation is growing and growing in number in our country. And we can certainly feel, just like the disciples did back then. We are confused. We wonder. We're discouraged. It's not supposed to be this way. We need a word of encouragement. We need some comfort. We need reassurance. So Jesus tells the disciples the two parables, the first two parables. They're very short. You know, we find a man who finds a treasure in a field, and he gives up everything to buy that field. And then there's a man who finds a precious pearl, and he gives up everything to buy that pearl. Now, who is the man and who is the treasure? We certainly cannot. We can't buy our way into the presence of God. Heaven isn't something that we can get by giving up everything. You see, the man is Jesus, and he is the one who gives up everything. He will give up his place in glory. He will give up his power, his prestige, to be born in this world. He will give up his popularity and safety to complete his mission. He will give up his life for us. He will give up everything for that precious pearl, for that treasure in the field. You know what that means? You see, the disciples are the treasure in Jesus' eyes. They are a pearl that he wants, that he'll give up everything. He'll give up everything for the disciples, and not just the disciples. We know that. He will give up everything for us. We are treasured in the eyes of Jesus. He gives up everything for us. Now, Jesus tells these two parables to give a word of encouragement. He wants to reassure us that what's going on is not the way things really are. He treats us with a special dignity that comes from being God's wonderful creation, formed in our mother's wombs. Jesus will sort out things, we know, at the end of time. Those who have persecuted the church, they will find out who is Lord of all. Those who have done evil things in his name will learn that their works did not please him. And those who are faithful to the end will rejoice in his glory as he comes back for us. But until that last day, we need encouragement. We need comfort. So have you ever heard the term comfort food? Oh, yeah. We all probably have that. Comfort food, you know, when we're feeling kind of down, we will eat certain kinds of food to make us feel better. Perhaps it's mac and cheese. That's a good one. Popsicles for Jerry. He likes popsicles. Okay. A favorite dessert. How about hot buttered popcorn and chocolate? Have you ever had popcorn and eaten chocolate with it? Try it someday. It will bring you a lot of comfort. But for us in the church, you know, Jesus gives us actually the ultimate comfort food. We go to the Lord's table and receive everything that he gave for us. His body, his blood given and shed for us. We are welcomed to eat this comfort food and know that Jesus is truly present in our lives just as he was with the disciples so long ago. Risen from the dead, alive, working his wonderful gifts of life and salvation in us now. That's really comfort. Some people like to use water to feel better. I know this is Joyce's number one, a hot bath. Ew. I would prefer a hot tub myself. But a vacation on a beach, you know, that's good. But, you know, we have water too. In the baptismal water, Jesus came to us and said, "You are mine. I gave everything. I paid it all so that you will always be precious in my sight." And in the baptismal liturgy, we welcome the newly baptized with these words. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in one holy Christian and apostolic church. Phew, boy, that's really encouraging and comforting too. And there are times we just need a word of encouragement, sometimes to reassure us that despite what's going on in the world, in our country, in the church, Jesus still sees us as His pearls of great price. Listen to these passages from 1 Peter 2. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And then from Isaiah 43, but now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You know, sometimes we just need some encouragement. Sometimes you just need to be built up. Sometimes you just need some comfort. Today, you've heard it. He gives everything. He gives up everything for us. We are Jesus' treasure. Jesus provides the encouragement we need with comforting food, water, and words. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.